the Supreme Court's sharp words on nothing being done to curb farm crop burning comes today, in fact, was when the court made those remarks, comes at a time when over the last few days we've seen a sharp increase in farm fire incidents in Punjab and Haryana. What we can now do is compare the situation this year and last year. But for now, let's stick to the state of Punjab where we've got some interesting data. Now, let's take a look at the period, the 15th of September to the 15th of October. Now, this is data from the Punjab government. Now, what you see over here is the blue line, which is for 2022, when there were 1,238 incidents of farm fires. The red line is for 2023, when there were 1,388 instances. So, as you can see, it's been the worst year in 2023, in the last couple of years. And then in 2024, the green line, which is this year. And that's what I'd like to point to, because once I go through this, I'm going to show you some satellite imagery from NASA, which really does tell an interesting story. It began on the 15th of September as a fantastic year, relatively speaking, in terms of clean air. There wasn't very much by way of stubble burning, which was taking place. It continued absolutely down with nothing compared to what it was. In fact, on the 9th of October, there were 234 fire instances which were reported in Punjab. Compare that with 711 in 2022 and 1,027 in 2023. But then what happened? Just take a look at the line over here. Sharply ascending over here between the 9th and the 15th of October, which is when we have the last amount of data coming in. Right? So there's been a dramatic increase in farm fires. We were hoping that that's something that doesn't happen. It's now at 1,113 farm fires in this time period between the 15th of September and the 15th of October. It was 1,238 in 2022. In 2023, it was 1,388. So still approximately 300 less than the peak of what we saw in 2023. But it's getting up there, and now with a couple of weeks left, the real worry is that it's going to be all the same. And what can protect us at this stage really is the Supreme Court of India. So that's what the worry is. But let's just try and back up what I was showing you here with some satellite imagery. Now, this is satellite imagery from NASA. And just to make the point that I was stressing, the first part of the year, which was October, the beginning of October, began really, really well. If you look at 2024, each dot over here marks a significant farm fire which has taken place, detected by NASA satellite. So just dots all over the place, no real large pocket of fires. Compare that with 2023, when in this greater Amritsar area, you can see so many fires. Ignore all of this for a moment, because this is Pakistani Punjab, and it's been terrible last year. And as you can see, it's been terrible this year as well. And yes, that can potentially impact our air pollution as well. But Punjab, much better 2024 on the 7th of October. Let's keep moving to the next page. Again, relatively speaking, 2024, a few farm fires which were reported, as opposed to a cluster of fires over here, again in the Amritsar area. So it was better. Let's move to the next page. Again, 11th. Is when it starts changing. Remember, the 9th of October is when we started seeing that sharp increase in the number of fires. So you can see many more fires in 2024 compared to the previous couple of days. In fact, possibly more fires than what we've seen in 2023. Let's go to the 12th of October. And it's much worse, it appears, this year than what it was last year. Many more fires across Punjab, the north of Punjab, the south of Punjab as well, and compare that with just, you know, dissipated fires across the state in 2023. Let's move now to the 13th of October, similar between 2024 and 2023. And finally, let's go across to the 15th of October. Yesterday, it may have been raining in 2023, which is why, you know, the no fires over here, none. But compare that with more fires on the 15th of October yesterday, this year around. So that brings me to the point which I started with in the beginning of this program. Let's have that graph out once again. This is what we've seen in 2022. This is what we've seen in 2023. And the green line is 2024. We're up to 1,113 fire instances, right? And it's from the 9th of October that we've seen this rise very, very sharply. And that's just terrible news, isn't it? But we've got a great panel now. Hiren Jetwa, research scientist with NASA, the Goddard Space Flight Center, somebody who tracks aerosol events, fire events, you know, around the world, and somebody who's actually helped me a great deal in trying to understand some of this data which comes out of satellites. We're joined by Reena Gupta, national spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party as well, and Jyoti Pandey Lavakre, who is, looks at air pollution and air quality very, very closely. Hiren, based on the statistics that, you know, I was just describing now, in terms of projections, what are the next couple of weeks in the state of Punjab likely to look at, look like?
Vishnu, yeah. So you have covered a great deal of the observations so far this year, right, in Punjab and Haryana. But what I'm seeing since last 2 weeks from those satellite images, that there are more fires on the other side of the border in the Punjab province of Pakistan, as you rightly showed in your images. And you have also shown that there is an increase in the fire occurrence in the Indian side here. And those fires are mainly coming from the Haryana. Punjab is still not leading in fires so far. That's true that it's that the fire season has begun, is gradually picking up the momentum. And my original prediction based on the, you know, my earlier 15 years of data.
But I can show you our viewers and just talk through this. When you're talking about Pakistani Punjab, these are the forest fires that the farm fires, I keep saying forest fires, farm fires, which we see this year. And this was on the 11th of October. Right. All of this, and it's much, much more in Pakistani Punjab than our Punjab. Let's go to the next state and see what else we have. Because it on the 12th, and just look at this. It's remarkable and frightening. In Pakistani Punjab, the number of farm fires that you actually see stretching out. So in terms of the impact, Hiren, it depends obviously on the flow of wind, but is this something that can impact India, you know, our Punjab, the Indo-Gangetic Plain, as it were?
That's true. Normally, in this season, the wind flow is northwesterly. So whatever is burned across the border also, you know, flies over our region, Punjab, Haryana, and over the Indo-Gangetic Basin. So yes, we are also affected from that smoke pollution. So far, up to today, October 16, my satellite data analysis says that the total fires in our Punjab and our Haryana state, two states together, they are still about 55 to 60% lesser than the last year, 2023, and also last 5 years average. So far, this season up to now is still inferior in terms of the number of fire occurrences. But my main concern for this season, the whole season, is that the crop burning activities peak in the last week of October and the first week of November. That's where you see the maximum number of fires. And this year, Diwali is on October 31st. Now, this was happened in 2016 when Diwali was on October 30th. And that year was the like most anomalous, most strongest year in terms of fire occurrence in last 20 years of satellite data record.
Yeah.
And what happened at the peak burning days and the Diwali fireworks pollution, they combined together to create a really, really extremely bad air quality in New Delhi and surrounding region.
Yeah.
So I'm very worried this year that both the peak burning days and the Diwali both are coinciding.
No, that's a matter of concern. Just bear with me for a moment. We've got Reena Gupta, national spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party as well. So Reena, this is where we are right now, 1,113 farm fires. This is Punjab government data. So it's you know, your government data, the Aam Aadmi Party government data, which is there. And then that compares to 1,238 and 1,388. So it's less, but it's climbing. Now, based on what the Supreme Court, Reena, said today, can you assure us, can your party in Punjab assure us that they will take action, they will prevent these farm fires in Punjab?
Vishnu, please allow me 2 minutes to respond to the detailed analysis that the scientist has done and the data that you've shared. First of all, I'm very disappointed when senior journalists like you start cherry-picking data. So I also have data, and which is central government data, which tells us that the farm fires incidence has decreased by 27% in Punjab this year. This is data from October 1st to October 14th. Whereas in UP, it's gone up by 71%. In Haryana, it's gone up by 23%. You did not even bother to talk about UP and Haryana. I'm very sorry to say that whether it's air pollution or any kind of pollution, it does not recognize state boundaries and it does not even recognize national boundaries. So till people like you and everybody else start to recognize that this is a problem of northern India, it's a problem of Indo-Gangetic Plain, I'm very sorry we will be sitting on these panels year after year.
Which we have been doing.
And you have not even called anybody from the central government. It's a problem that cuts across state boundaries. Who can help us solve this problem? It's only the central government if it brings everybody together so that there are no excuses. It's only the Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab and in Delhi who comes out with a winter action plan. Have you heard the chief minister of UP or Haryana ever talk about any action plan, air quality? Do they even know how to measure air quality in those two states?
Okay, so people so, Rina, you made a couple of points.
Let me complete. Let me respond to a couple of your points
and bring in Bhavreen as well. I'll come back to you, don't worry. We've got plenty of time to talk.
I've been discussing this
for years on end. Firstly, the data is your own government's data. It does pertain to the state of Punjab. It does identify it as better this year.
It is in fact data on the Punjab
Pollution Control Board website, which is exactly from where we've taken that bar graph that we've showed. In fact, the NASA statistics corroborate what your government is saying. So we believe that data is authentic. We are focusing on Punjab. Doesn't mean I'm not going to focus on Haryana over the next couple of days. I certainly will. But I'm asking you these questions in the context of what the Supreme Court has asked today. So, you know, you can shoot the messenger and that's absolutely fine. I'll keep discussing air pollution ad nauseum. But my question does remain, and will you answer that? In light of what the Supreme Court has said, do you believe more action will be taken against farm fires in Punjab?
Action is being taken, and that is the reason why we are seeing a 27% decrease in Punjab. Whereas in Haryana and UP, in UP it's gone up by 71%. The air from UP also comes to Delhi, Noida, Ghaziabad, Greater Noida. These are all neighboring cities of UP. So we actually tackle the root cause of the problem, which is that unless we follow an airshed approach, the airshed of Delhi is at least 200 kilometers around Delhi, 200 kilometer radius around Delhi. We get all the governments together. We agree on an action plan for the NCR region. We will not be able to solve this problem. And it will just be political gimmicking here and there. It is only the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi and in Punjab which is trying to solve this problem. I'm yet to see a winter action plan either from UP or from Haryana.
All right. No, that's a valid point. And I think herein what Rina does mention about Haryana is important. In fact, we can bring up the data as well. I have exact data with me, but I will be revisiting Haryana subsequently. But I think the satellite imagery, if we can bring that up, does tend to show what the overall situation in parts of Haryana are. In fact, it's on the bottom of the screen. As you can see, in 2024, the number of instances of farm fires quite substantial. And this, in fact, has been going up. So, Hiren, in terms, let's turn the page. Hiren, can you tell us a little bit about the numbers that you're seeing on Haryana and your analysis of how much Haryana is contributing this time around to the farm fire situation?
For this year, it looks like Haryana is contributing about 70 to 80% of the fires in the last 2 weeks of this October. Punjab is still not showing up that much fires. But remember, it's early to conclude season. I mean, the peak burning season is still ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. If Punjab is burning less, that's good. It's going in the right direction. But I just want to reply to Ms. Gupta's one point. Okay, there are fires in the UP also. But if you look at the historical data, there are, the fires in Punjab and Haryana are much, much more than in the UP. Of course, it does affect the UP, the surrounding region of Delhi, Noida, and so on. But, you know, the Punjab and Haryana are the biggest producer of rice and other grains, right? In this season, it's mostly rice. And the fires in the burning season in last few years have shown some improvement in terms of the, you know, less number of crop burning incidences, of course.
Sure.
And there are some solid ground efforts are taking place to control these fires. But
okay, I just wanted still, to... Hiren, just half a second, come across to Jyoti, who's been waiting patiently. I think the worry, and I accept the point that Reena makes, that look, it's not just Punjab, it's Pakistani Punjab as well, all right?
As well,
it's
yeah.
Uttar Pradesh, it is Haryana, and it is certainly Punjab as well. And also problems within Delhi, right, in the national capital region. Are you worried that this year is going to be no different?
I'm not just worried, I'm dreading this winter because I think it's going to be really bad. I think the combination of crops double burning and, like Hiren pointed out, Diwali coming at this time with the winds changing and bringing all the smoke, not just to Delhi, but to the entire Indo-Gangetic Plain, where, don't forget, nearly half a billion of India's population lives in this region, which will be breathing the most toxic air and suffering. So my point is not Punjab farmers or Haryana farmers or UP farmers. My point is no farmer should be burning their farms or burning crops double, because it's affecting them as well. They are the first responders. They breathe that smoke before it even comes to other parts. No one should be burning anything that does not absolutely need to be burned. And that's what I want to insist on, that enforcement is missing completely from this piece, whether it is crop stubble burning, whether it is firecrackers. I mean, this year we have seen that firecrackers have been banned from the beginning. One, I think a smart thing that has been done is it is very clear that firecrackers are banned until January 1. But now let's see what happens at the grassroots level, at the enforcement level. And I am very sure, I mean, I heard the firecrackers on Dasera, and now I heard all the Ravan effigies burn. And now we will see on Diwali what happens. And I'm very sure that enforcement at the ground level is not going to happen. What can the Supreme Court do? That's the last man standing, which is protecting us from, you know, and coming out strongly time and again and saying, you know, the Commission on Air Quality Management, you are not doing your job. You have experts here. What is it that you need from us to help you to stop converting the entire north into a gas chamber? The point is enforcement is missing. The intention is missing. And there I will have to agree with Reena that it is not just Delhi. It has to be all these three. We have to come together and treat this as a public health emergency. This is not about anything else. If you don't have health, you have nothing. So we really need to focus on this as, and you know, the government is capable of that. During COVID, there was such awareness. You could not get on the phone without somebody informing you how bad it is, what you should do. Today, no one knows. Their awareness is still not there. I'm not being told that don't step out today. Today, AQI is gone beyond hazardous levels. It's there for people to access if you know about it. But
right.
Building awareness is not happening.
Reena, just on the question on why has there been no action against violators, which is what the Supreme Court has mentioned, what is the Aam Aadmi Party government's answer as far as Punjab is concerned?
So, no, Vishnu, there is action against violators. But as Jyoti is saying, farmers do not want to burn. The only way we can solve this issue is if we help farmers move away from growing rice. And the Punjab government had sent a proposal to the central government saying that we need additional financial budget to be able to help these farmers move away from rice and move to millets and some of the other crops so that there is no need to burn. And the farmers need to be compensated and to be helped even more so that they don't end up burning. Farmers don't want to burn. So let's not continue to, you know, demonize the farmers. it is the last resort they fall upon when they don't have any other option. But we have to also realize that Punjab and Haryana are the food basket of the country. So they grow rice for the whole country and they need to be compensated. So unless the central government really wants to solve this issue, we will not be able to solve, because again, we've said that there needs to be MSP for other crops. There needs to be procurement for other crops. The reason farmers continue to grow rice is because they are assured that the government will buy the rice back from them.
Okay, just one second, Reena. Jyoti has a point. Jyoti wants to reply. Jyoti, go ahead.
No, I just want to say it is not just, everybody knows this, including the Aam Aadmi Party. The Aam Aadmi Party has spent years blaming the Congress for not doing exactly what it is not doing now. So everyone knows the problem and have known this problem, that we are growing the wrong crop in the wrong state at the wrong time. So this is not rocket science. This is totally something that the Aam Aadmi Party could also, they've been in power now for a while. So, you know, blaming, and I beg all the politicians, do not politicize the issue of air pollution. Please come together and help us breathe, because this is not about this state, that party. This is about health. So please treat this as a health issue. Stop trying to say farmers this and vehicles that. We know the problems. We have known them. I have known them as a normal, ordinary citizen for 10 years. Surely the experts know even more. Please do something about it instead of these ad nauseum debates year after year. We are all losing. Delhi is losing 12.5 years of our lives. Other states are losing more. There's a map that shows how much of your life you are losing today by living in a particular part of North India.
And Reena, you know, just for to God's be, sake, and Reena, do just, something just, about just to it. Be absolutely sure, your point on Haryana, 100% taken. 100% taken. What we are doing on this program is a case study on Punjab. I have the data, which has come to me about an hour back. I couldn't put it together today. I'd saved it for another program. And I'd welcome you back. But again, not to take political pot shots at Haryana versus Punjab. As you said, you know, it's something that goes beyond states. And it's something that needs to be looked at.
One last point, Vishnu.
Yeah, please go ahead.
See, like somebody else was saying, around 70 crore people live in the Indo-Gangetic Plain. And their lives will be at stake. Have we heard the parliament discuss this issue even once? I keep coming back to the point that unless the central government acts on it, makes a plan, we can learn a lot from China. In China, they did not blame the regional governments and say, you know, Punjab is not doing, Haryana is not doing. They all got together. The central government gave them targets. They gave them budgets that whichever city is doing well gets additional budget. The same way the central government or our country will need to take action. The environment minister of Delhi wrote to the central government saying that let's call a meeting of all the environment ministers of all the neighboring states.
No, I think it's an
not
important
point. Not a single
point.
Meeting has been called till
sure.
now.
Sure. Look, Reena, I'm interrupting because I'm out of time on this, but we will be back and we'll discuss other states as well because we do have data. Hiren, thank you very much for being with us. But unless air pollution becomes a political issue in this in our country, unless there is a greater value for life in our country, then perhaps we'll end up doing these debates year after year with nothing profoundly changing.